So what we're told is that the human proprium is hell, that it is nothing but evil and falsity. And then it's about where our sense of self is aligned or what we're attached to. So that evil and falsity is hell. If we are attached to that as our self, of, you know, if the love of self and love of the world are what dominate, then we become an instrument in bringing that into a form, essentially. That's what happens. So there's a lot of so the balancing teaching, I think, is that there's the idea of a primary and an instrumental cause. So it's technical terminology, but often the instrumental is described as if it was primary, because that is how it is actually experienced. So a better way of thinking about it, in terms of the Lord flows into, say, the inmost, that's primary. The Lord is the primary life source. Then that life gets experienced in the instrumental cause, which is us. And because the primary and the instrumental act as one, then the life that is the Lord's is felt to be our own. So we don't feel the Lord's life flowing in. What we feel is that we are alive. And as soon as we move into, and it's unavoidable, we claim that life as something belonging to us. And then we become, in that sense, the source for whatever flows out. So if we move from a belief that our life is our own, then we make ourselves, essentially, we make ourselves God, because we call ourselves the source of life. And every evil and falsity flows out of the belief that we are the source of life, because essentially what we are saying in that belief is that we are God. And of course, that's just a total falsehood. And then there is the movement of, so the process is one of having ourselves extracted from those false beliefs and the evils that are associated with them. And it's through that process that we are given a new proprium, which is what is termed the heavenly proprium, which is the Lord in us. It's not us, it's actually the Lord in us. So in and of ourselves, we are dead. The Lord alone has life. And being in that state of death is what allows for all the evils and falsities we see manifest, become manifest.